Ira Lynn, I-R-A-L-Y-N, with a history of Alzheimer's dementia, but no longer able to do so. Her son and her daughter switched places to be able to take care of her at home, period. As I said, she's 76 years old. She's from Jamaica. She's never had a history of smoking or drinking in the past, but there's a history of smoking from some time ago. Patient has been in Houston now for 20 years. She was brought into the Houston area by a Jamaican restaurant. She used to teach 1st to 12th grade. She has no grandchildren, period. The changes in her condition includes agitation, anxiety. She's on two different antidepressants. She's on Aricept. She's on Namenda to control those symptoms. And they're definitely not being controlled in big letters, period. As a matter of fact, she's no longer able to mentate. Her mentation is diminished. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She needs help with ADL. She wears pull-ups. She's in desperate need of provider services. The family is contemplating putting her in a nursing home, period. They do not want her to go back and forth to the hospital. For this reason, hospice and palliative care has been asked to evaluate the patient at this time. Her past medical history includes back pain, obesity, nerve damage, hypoxemia, COPD, short TUSATs, 88% at rest with any type of activity. It drops tremendously and she becomes very short of breath. Surgery. Any surgery she's had has been from years ago. There's no evidence of any surgeries recently, and the family cannot recall any surgery at this time. Allergy, morphine, last hospitalization, again, years ago. Family history, cannot recall what mom and dad passed away with, and the family has no idea. They died in Jamaica. But apparently, there has been history of dementia present in the family and strokes in the past. Medication, Tramadol, 50 milligram PRN for pain, Aricept, 10 milligram a day, Namenda, 10 milligram a day, Losartan, 50 milligram a day, Lexapro, 20 milligram a day, Metformin, 500 milligram a day, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, Metoprolol, 50 milligram succinate a day, Albuterol inhaler and nebulizer, Cymbalta, 30 milligram a day. Patient, again, has lost some weight. She has had decreased appetite, difficult to deal with, sundowner syndrome, anxiety. Has been placed on two different SSRIs to control her symptoms. This will be further evaluated by the medical director as far as switching her from one SSRI to possible antipsychotic to help with sleep and agitation in the evening. She wears a diaper. She's a high risk of fall, ADL dependent, decreased mentation, oriented to person only. Blood pressure 134 over 81, pulse is 91, respiration is 18, heart pulses 1 plus 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa is dry, lower extremity 1 plus pilodema, moving off for extremities with the no lateralizing symptom. Here we have a 76-year-old woman with history of Alzheimer's dementia, has gotten worse. Let's put degenerative neurodegenerative disorder instead of neurodegenerative disorder associated with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient has had increased anxiety, no longer able to be left by herself. She needs provider services. The family would like for her to be kept comfortable at home to control her pain. Patient's medication needs to be reevaluated by the hospice medical director. As far as the Aricept and Namenda, they're no longer indicated for stage for Alzheimer's dementia. She does have ADL dependency. She does have history of COPD. Her O2-SAT is borderline, needs oxygen, especially at night, suspects sleep apnea undiagnosed. Patient also would benefit from switching one of the SSRIs to an antipsychotic to help with nighttime agitation. Would recommend low-dose Seroquel. Blood pressure is controlled with the help of Losartan and Metoprolol at this time. Period. She does her COPD is also managed with nebulizer treatment. She has minimal wheezing at this time. As well, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given the change in her condition in the past 2 to 3 months, period. Thank you.